they ever make grits?
Not to my knowledge in this area.
Do you ever put it in with some ashes or something? And
I've known people do that and make what's known as hominy.
Yeah. You didn't make that?
Well, we have through the years. My mother did, I guess.
Do you ever eat any kind of something made with cornmeal? It was kind of like mushy pudding or something?
Well, they made what is called a mush without boiling water and pouring meal up slow and steady.
Mm-hmm.
And it got thick.
Mm-hmm. They just call that mush?
Yeah.
Eat it for, when did you eat it?
Well, most of it for supper, I guess you'd call it. Maybe it's the meal about all we had back then.
Yeah. And you make cornbread.
Yeah.
Do you have different kinds of that?
Well, it depends on what you want to add anything to it or not. If you want to add anything to it, we just straight cornmeal. You just put salt and soda in it. Put it going.
What'd you cook it in?
Well, some was known to cook it on what we had back then was fireplace. Had an oven, you know, and had legs on it, had a lid. You'd take hot coal and put on your lid there, brown on top of it.
Oh, it'd sit down in the fireplace.
Yeah.
Was it kind of like a frying pan of some kind? You cook it in that sometimes?
It was more or less a cast iron skillet with legs on it. They've had a handle on it.
You just call that a skillet, or?
Well, and the pot that some of the cookers away might, well, basically it would be a, of course the lid had the rings around the top where it holds your coals, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you always just cook it in a round cake like, or?
Well, if you're cooking a stove, you could probably cook it in a square, like you make biscuits, you know, cook biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
If you're cooking it on an old-time fireplace, it'd be round. You know?
Do you ever make pone, corn pones? Hear of those?
Well, I'm not really familiar just exactly what you're saying. They used to call it a pone of that, as a pone of bread or something like that. That nature.
That'd just be the regular bread in the round pot.
Like a half a pound or a quarter of a pound. It was going to break the bread back then, and they would just cut it like they do now. You probably cut yours, you know.
Well, cornbread, you just break it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd they call it when they put other things in it?
Well, it would be salt and soda, it'd be the only two things.
Never put any meat or anything in it?
No.
Okay. So in the fireplace, did you have something you set the logs up on?
Yeah, we call them, well, we call them fire dogs, I believe. You might know them as antlers.
Yeah.
We always refer to them as fire dogs.